Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Beautiful. This morning, we are happy to be here. And I pray that today's message, you listen carefully, because it's very important. All are important, I know. All are important. But this one is very important. And we are talking about what it means to be a Christian. Today is part four. What it means to be a Christian. Amen. And so far we are going to part 11. Because to be a Christian is very complicated. It's very complicated. So we are breaking it down so that we all understand each little bit piece by piece. So today is what it means to be a Christian, part four. And it says very simply, you must be a soul winner to be a proper Christian. Oh, if you are clapping, clap well. This sermon, there are two ways I can do it. I can do it in 5 seconds or 1 hour. 5 seconds means you must be a soul winner, full stop. That's the whole message. Do you understand? You understand? You must be a soul winner. That is, a Christian who is not a soul winner, we are not sure any longer. That's all. A Christian who is not a soul winner, we are not sure any longer. And this morning, I will explain. Father, thank you so much for every opportunity, every time we come together like this here in your presence. I pray that, Lord, you will continually bless us and guide us and bring us to a beautiful, beautiful destination. Thank you so very, 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 very much for all that you do for us. Thank you in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Today after church, I want us all to take a trip after church to our new church. Just to prove that you are... what it means to be a Christian. If you are a Christian, you will be a soul winner. Amen. That is where many fail. And that is why people say that Ghana is a Christian country, but the corruption is so much. The corruption is a lot. It's debris everywhere. You see policemen who tell you that, oh, I'm in this church, and yet still they are telling you, give money or I'll charge you, I'll process you. I mean, it cancels so much that we think we know. Amen. So this morning, Matthew chapter 7, this morning I want to try to explain to you, how many here are Christians? You are a Christian. Yes, I want to explain to you what it means. If you say you are a Christian, what does it mean? Because you are saying you are a Christian, what does it mean to say I'm a Christian? That's why one man took the country to court. He said, I'm a woman. And why? He's a man. And they said, no, they took him to court. And that's why Trump is so angry, that these men are saying they are women. They want to go and play women's football. How can you? It's not fair. Yeah, it's not right. Matthew 7:20. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. That is the real evidence of who they are. I remember I read about a couple, two women who were married, you know, and the two who were married, one is the husband, one is the wife. I mean, they are married, yeah. And then one of them got pregnant. And they ask, well, it doesn't make sense. You know, and the husband is the one who got pregnant. They have confused the whole, are you listening? They have confused the whole world. So we are no longer sure of many, many things. Amen. Are you listening? So, now look at me very carefully. So, this morning, one of the key, very important things is that if you are a Christian, you must be a soul winner. It is one of the cardinal signs of you are a Christian. If that thing is not in you, then you become one of those who we are not sure again. We are not sure any longer what we are dealing with. You know, I saw a picture of a soldier, and it was an American soldier, and then they wrote that she used to be a woman. You know, Trump has removed all the trans people out of the army. He has removed them all those who were trans, this thing. He has taken them out of the army. So this one was a lady who became a man and became a soldier. And he was talking that, right now, I don't know what to do again. You know, because I'm a soldier, I don't have any civilian skills. So I don't know what to do again. You know, and you see a picture of a very muscular, it's a picture of a man there saying, I don't know what to do again. And then they're telling you, he used to be a woman. So, no, the point I'm making is, we are no longer sure of who we are talking to. You know, one man, he wrote that people are biased. And they asked him, why? I mean, why? They have a page in Facebook, or one of these places where people write about their experiences. And he said, I was sharing apartments with three other guys. We were four men in an apartment, four rooms. We were all paying to minimize the bill for every one of us. Then they found out I was a woman. And they sacked me from their place. And he said, it's not fair. I said, how is it not fair? How is it not fair? So four people are in a room, sharing a room. And then suddenly we discover that one of us is a woman. I can't be free again. Can you be free again? You know. And the point I'm making is, we are no longer sure of what we are dealing with. Because when the four men were chatting to negotiate the rent, what were they thinking? Me and what was their name? Kwame Okojo, Kofi, and then you are Kweku, Abeku. Abeku, and you are Akwesi. And so Akwesi and Abeku and Kofi, we are all men going to rent a room. Then when we get inside, then Kofi is now if you are, hey, what is this? What is this? Suddenly it has changed. Do you understand? So it's not what we thought. It is not what we thought. And then And she's complaining that they're sacking her. Yes, we'll sack you. We'll sack you. It's not what we thought. Amen. So this morning, if you are a Christian, okay, what it means to be a Christian, you must be a soul winner. Amen. Now, let me start by telling you two types of people. There are two types of people. Hallelujah. There is one type of Christian who goes out on his own. One type of Christian. I mean, you're asking, what does it mean to be a Christian? I'm telling you what it means to be a Christian. A Christian is a person, I think I told you last 2 weeks in Antioch, in Acts, those who, they were called Christians first in Antioch, those who follow Christ. Okay, so a Christian is a follower of Christ. And I'm telling you that there are two types of Christians. One is those who go out on their own. John chapter 4. The woman at the well. And the woman said, verse 25. I'm just cutting it short because of time. And the woman said, I know that Messiah is coming. The one who is the Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus told her, verse 26, I am the Messiah. This is the encounter we are talking about, soul winning. It. Jesus said, I am the Christ, I am the Messiah. 28, the woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village, telling everyone, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah? This woman, when she met Christ and she had interaction with him and she became born again and she realized that you are the Christ, you are like Peter at the beach. Master, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. I recognize you are the Christ. Straight away she changed. What did she do next? She ran. No, listen carefully. Verse 28. The woman left her water jar by the well and ran back to the city, the village, telling everyone. Telling everyone. So, once you are tell neighbor, look, I don't believe you are changed again. Tell neighbor, I don't believe you are changed again. Oh, tell your neighbor, don't smile. Tell your neighbor, I don't believe. Because once she believed, she just left everything and ran back to the village. Which village? Where she came from. Telling everyone. Amen. So, number one kind of Christian is the one who, when you are truly changed, you now, there's something bubbling inside me and I gotta say it. Hallelujah. Number two person is the one who was asked to go. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 and verse 18. As Jesus was getting into the boats, the man, that's the madman of Gadara, the man who had been demon possessed, begged to go with him. But Jesus said, no, no, you're not going with me. The man said, well, so what should I do? He said, go where? Go home to your family. No. You see, that woman, she ran and went to the village. This man, he said, no, I'll go to church. I'll be a Christian by myself. Jesus said, no, go back to your family. And tell them everything that the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. Amen. Are you listening to me? So I'm showing you there's no third party again. Many of us are looking for the third party. You are a Christian and you say nothing. You are a Christian and you are just coolly there alone. I'm serving my God alone. No, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist at all. Amen. Listen, one kind of person, when they change, they themselves tell their friends. Like Nathaniel, when he changed, like Philip, when he changed and he met Christ, he went to call his brother. Nathaniel, how come you have called nobody? You are sitting here alone by yourself. How come you leave your roommates leave your classmates, leave your friend who's sitting in the room watching cartoons, watching pornography, watching anything, then you coolly, quietly take your phone and say, oh, I'll be back soon. I'll be back soon. Then you walk out of the room and go, and you have left your people back there. Because this woman, nobody sent her. She said, I've got to tell them. And she went back and told, she told who? The whole village. Yeah, I'm very quiet this morning, but I don't care. She told the whole village that, listen, come and see something. Come and see. Come to my church. Come and see my pastor. Come and hear something. And the other man who was talking to Jesus, he says, thank God I am saved. Thank God I'm going to heaven. Now I will coolly, quietly, peacefully follow Jesus. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus. So today, from today, I follow Jesus. So Jesus, Chioya, do you know Chioya? Push, push. I can sit down in the boat some. And Jesus said, no. There is room in the boat, I know, but not for you. Go back. I am sending you to go back. Amen. So there are two kinds of people. Those who by themselves automatically start talking about salvation, and there are those who don't think about it. But we are now telling you that go back. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Go back and tell them about salvation, about what Jesus has done for you. Amen. And the reason why we are asking you to go back is because of Matthew 7:20. By their fruits we will know them. By their fruits we will know them. Because when you go back to Matthew was verse 18. Let me see, 7:18. A good tree cannot bring forth, let me see, 17. So every good tree brings forth good fruits, and corrupt tree or evil tree brings forth evil fruits. That's all. When you see a tree, is a tree sweet or bitter? How can you bite a tree to know whether it's sweet or bitter? How can you test a tree to know it's sweet? Is it a good tree or a bad? Are you a Christian? Give me Proverbs 20, verse 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. Nobody will say, I'm a sinner. Everyone will say, I'm a Christian. That's why even at the Toto station, the man who is sitting there drinking akuteshi will say, we call Methodist. That's why you go to the lorry station, you will find the mate, he's quarreling and fighting with you, insulting you. They say, oh, hey, and about seven, I'm going to Pentecost, I'm going to Lighthouse, I'm going to church, we have a prayer meeting this evening. After insult, how many have seen some before? Somebody misbehaving wild. Can I see your hand? Somebody behaving very badly in town. They say, oh, me now, I'm going to church. I'll see my pastor waiting for me. Every man will say, I'm a Christian. So when I ask you, are you a Christian? You all say yes. If you say no, what are you doing here? You all say yes, you are a Christian. But are we sure? And what is even worse is, even you, sometimes you cannot be sure, because Jeremiah 17, your heart is not straight. Your heart is not straight. Your heart is crooked. Your heart is crooked. Many of us, we are liars. True or correct? Many of us, not all, not few. Not all, not few. Many of us, we lie. How many, if I ask how many lies, they will say that in my childhood, they will not add the recent lie they made. They'll go to their like like a Healing Jesus campaign. We are all liars. We are all fornicators. They'll use that one to escape. But you are a real liar because you tell lies when you are in trouble, when you are under any pressure, any kind of condition, when you are hot, no, they tell a lie. Oh, I'm late. Why? No taxi. That's not why you are late. You overslept. That's not why you are late. Hey, all night I couldn't come. Why? I was busy. All night you are busy. You were not busy. You hadn't planned to come. That's all. You hadn't planned to come. You stayed in your house, in your room, doing nothing serious. But when they ask you, I was doing something, you are a liar. I'm sorry. Let's change and preach about Mercedes-Benz. Receive a car. Receive a Mercedes-Benz. Let's change and have a happier topic. No, we are not sure. Look, one of the most painful things about church being a pastor, Reverend, Pastor Doctor. One of the most painful thing about being a pastor, should I tell you, it is when your beautiful, nice church member come to tell you I'm pregnant. Your beautiful, nice church daughter has come to tell you that, Pastor, please, last month my period didn't come. Hey! But you're a nice girl in the choir, nice girl, do everything. Where did this one come from? What is this? Or you come and say that, Pastor, the girl, she's pregnant too. Which girl? The one I'm seeing. Which girl are you seeing? What is this now? And you are a Christian. I listen to me. That is why we are no longer sure. Who is a Christian? We are not sure again. Because all of us are Christians. But sometimes the Christian young man, he was in church giving offering. When he pulled out the money, then the condom fell down. Stuff on it. Now he was standing there like this. He was standing there. He can't move. Oh.
What a shock.
We are not sure again what we are dealing with. And we are all in church. And listen. We are not sure. It's not a problem. Because we don't even know. We don't know. Even we ourselves, we are not sure. I mean, sometimes I pray, Lord, please, don't let me miss heaven. I don't know about you, but I pray once in a while. I say, hey, God, this thing, make sure I go. If I have to repent again, I repent again now. Make sure I go again. But you see, many of us, we are not deeply sure of our commitments. Many of us, we are... Our own hearts are not deeply into anything. And that is why, if you can be a soul winner, it is a great sign that you are really born again. Put your hands together for the Lord. Yeah. If you can, you see, who's a soul winner? I'll tell you. A soul winner is somebody who goes, okay, 5 reasons. Why people are not soul winners. 5 reasons. It's more than 5. But it's almost time. So I'm giving you only 5 for today. 5 reasons why people are not soul winners. 1. They didn't know. Because sometimes, really, 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 they didn't know. I mean, they became born again. He was walking. He met somebody and he spoke to him about Christ and he became born again. And he had just stayed in church. Happy to be in church. I'm happy to be in church. I'm glad I'm born again. I'm very satisfied. I'm glad. But they didn't know that they were supposed to go out and be born, soul winners. So today, tell somebody today. The song we're singing is today. Today, I am telling you that you are a soul winner. Say amen. please help me and point to your neighbor, add your finger, your long finger, and oh, I didn't know. I thought that coming to church is enough. I thought that coming to pay my tithe is enough. I thought that just coming is okay. I'm okay as a no. Matthew 10, verse 5, number 1, Jesus sent out 12. These 12 also Jesus sent forth. So he sent forth 12 people. Luke 10, you can't forget. Matthew 10, Luke 10. Luke 10, the Lord now chose 72. The Lord now chose, look, he sent them out. Go out. Hey, verse 2. The harvest is great. Workers are few. Go out. And then Matthew 28. Now the whole world. Go ye to all the world. I don't know how you can remove yourself from this. He said, oh, I'm close to Jesus. The 12 who were close to him, he sent them out. The 72 who were around him, he sent them out. Now the whole world, if those who are far cry, he has sent them out. So I don't see how you can say, I didn't know it was me. I thought Abigail said she thought you were the one who was called. Pastor Gabby, he said, I mean, as I see you wearing your coat and your white shirt, you look very cold. So I thought that you are the one who was called to go out and preach. Me, I'm happy to be in church, sit by Abigail, and then we are happy. No! Everybody shout no. It's not like that. You are supposed to go. You didn't know. I'm telling you. Amen. So the reasons why people don't go is they think they are exempted, or they think that doesn't affect them, or if I don't go, nothing will happen. I mean, if I'm passing by, then I see a hall, then I see them writing something that exam starts in 5 minutes, I will not be stressed. I'm not part of it. I'll just walk coolly by, buy some wache, and sit down at the entrance and eat my wache with my oily fingers that I cannot use to write again. I'll eat my wache happily. Why? It doesn't concern me. And sometimes we behave as if this thing called evangelism doesn't concern us. No. No, 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 no. It concerns you 1,000%. Amen. So those who don't know that they should, now you know. Hallelujah. Number 2. Some don't know what to do. Some don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. Look, there are many, 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 many books that will show you what to do. But I will tell you what to do. Mark 5:19. Mark 5:19. But Jesus said, no, go home to your family and do what? And tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been to you. That's all. You don't need to know everything. I don't know much. You don't know much. Who knows much? We all don't know much. If I go and stand by a prophet, do you think I'll pass? Me and him are doing the same exam about knowing Bible and Holy Spirit and knowing God. Me and prophet are doing the same exam. Do you think I'll pass? I will not pass. They do an exam or a test, oral interview. Myself, Archbishop Duncan Williams, Bishop Dyke Heward Mills, and then Reverend Dr. Mensah Otterbill, and then Patrick Roots. Who will be last? Who will be last? You can't say, I'm last. I'll fall down and lie down at once. Because I don't know what to do. I'm among giants. Everybody, there are giants around you. That's why he's telling him, everybody has one message. Tell them what God has done for you. That's all. That one, there is no doubt about it. That one, there is no, and you see, at the very, very, to make it super powerful, add one scripture. Yeah, find a scripture, what God has done for you. If you are hot, add John 3:16. Charlie, God has loved me. Me, pa, God loved me. That's why he died for me. Yeah. Oh, pastor, are you sure that that is all we have to do? Say our story. The woman, John 4:28. What the woman say? 29. Come and see a man who told me all that I... It is about me and my experience. That's all. That's all you can do. You see, that's why... Listen carefully. That's why born again is an evidence, is a sign that you are a true Christian. Because if you are a true Christian, something has happened to you. Before and after has taken place. There is a before. Even those who were good, they didn't drink, they didn't smoke, they didn't fornicate, didn't watch pornography. There's a before, there's an after. You know I've changed. Even those who are very, very good before, they say, when I heard the gospel, I changed. Something happened inside me. What happened? Something. I don't know. But they also, look at me. They also have an experience that something has changed. That's all. If you don't have that experience, that's when I suspect you are an imposter. When you don't have that turning point experience, that's when I think that you are not really born again. You are just walking around in church, pretending to be. I hear that some people on tech campus, they have rucksack, they have everything, but they're not students. They're not students. Give me your bag. They walk with bag. They have a... Hey, I just have you. They walk in the back, then they're walking around campus all the time. As if they are students. And they're talking to the girls too. But they're not students. They are not registered. They have no faculty, no... They've been sacked. Some have been sacked. Yeah. But they are walking around with a bag still. So right now, how do we know who's the student? Graduation day. Or... exam week. As for room, there are real students who don't have room. They are perching. As for school fees, there are real students who haven't paid their school fees. Yeah, there are real students. As for failing, there are real students who are failing. But my trouble is, there are some people around there who are not students. That's my problem. There are some, are you listening to me? They are around working with us, but they are not students. So there are some around everywhere who are not Christians. That's why I'm preaching what it means to be a Christian. And if you are a Christian, you are a student, show me your exam results. Show me, by their fruit you will know them. By their fruit you will know them. Show me that I'm this course. I'm in this faculty, level 200. That's what it means. Amen. I don't know what to say. Say what God has done for you. As you learn more and more, you will see more and more. Amen. Please ask me about, are you a student? Are you a Christian? Hey, ask him, are you a Christian? Oh, what did he say? He said yes. I say, I've not seen you come to church before with anybody. I've seen you, I've seen you every single Sunday, every single time. I will not lie to you. You come walking alone. Should I call names? Should I begin to wonder what am I? Because I'm around here. I've been going and coming all this time. But what am I? You are walking on the campus with a rucksack, wearing jeans and everything. But are you a student? And I see, after a while, when you tell a lie often enough, you begin to believe the lie. Yeah. When you tell a lie often enough, even you believe your own lie. Hallelujah. Amen. Reason number 3, why people don't do soul winning is... And you see, let me. Number 3, You are ashamed. You are ashamed. You are embarrassed. Oh, you know, these audacious people, they shouldn't link me with them. Oh, these fanatics always singing bala 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 bala, psychobiter, psychobiter, rakedi bake. I mean, they will add me to them. No, 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 no. I don't want to be included with that group of people who are behaving extreme. They are extremists. I mean, they are ordinary, normal students who get up, go to lecture, come home. They are ordinary, normal students who are just wearing their this and, but these extremists, these students who are, they go too far. You know, I mean, allow me. After all, it's my, you all die, we'll die one by one. True or not true? And when you die, it is Hebrews 9:27. It is, you die alone. Then I'll go and meet my judgment. It's personal. It's personal. So allow me to be personal and worship God personally, quietly in my heart. Allow me to not be so. And you are ashamed. You are ashamed of being. Somebody was talking to me that I know Christians who are they are empty barrels, shabala bala 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 shabalaba. I was a pharmacist at that time. We were talking. Now I said, you know something? I said, what? I said, I'm one. He became quiet. Because I'm not an empty barrel. He said, oh, they are empty barrels, those who didn't do well in school, and they've gone to do these things. I said, you know what? I'm one. Shabalabalabala. I'm a shabalabala. I'm not shabalabalabalaba. Am I not? I'm one. Shabalabalabalaba. Look, there was a time formerly when you are carrying your Bible, you wrap it in graphic. True or not true? Because to walk in town holding Bible, you look extreme. Then I thought, why are we hiding from them? Why are we, remove the graphic and hold your Bible and walk through town? I'm going to church. I'm going to hold the Bible up. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm not ashamed again. Some of you are ashamed. You are ashamed if your classmate passed and she said, what are you doing? Oh, I came to see my uncle. I came to see my friend. Oh, I came to collect my room keys. You will at once explain why you are sitting here. You know, I was passing by and I saw my lecturer. I came to greet my lecturer. That's why I was there. Oh, I'm not really one of them. Hey! Look at this one. Mark chapter 8 and verse 38. You are ashamed of your faith. That's why you don't preach. You are ashamed. Jesus said, if anyone is ashamed of me and my message in these last adulterous and sinful days, me too, the Son of Man, I'll be ashamed of him. When I have my power, right now I'm not in power. Right now I'm just passing through the world using my agents, Holy Spirit to work for me. You are ashamed of me. Hey, when I become Archbishop again, second time, you will see. Me too, I don't know you again. Right now, I'm here, your pastor, in a small rented room. You say, you don't know me. You don't know me. No problem. Sorry for left. You don't know me. One day, they'll call me and say, Bishop, come back again. On that day, say, that's my friend. Who's your friend? Come what there? Who's your friend? Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me today, among unbelievers, me too, when I have my power and I count, I will say, I don't know you. I will say, look, no, you are ashamed of him. What does Paul say? Romans 1:16. What does Paul say? I am not ashamed. Paul said, you are quiet. When your friends are there and they are saying, Charlie, come and see, breaking news. I get some new Taiwan pornography. I get some new drink B. I get some new there's some new drink here, smell of ice and sugar. Hey, come and try it. Your friends are actively propagating their sins. They are actively marketing their bad deeds, and then you have your salvation and you are quietly pocketing it. Oh, come on, I don't believe you're a proper Christian. I don't think you're a proper Christian. You are a Christian and you are just quietly, coolly say, oh, it's not my business. It's not my business. Whose business is it? Who should save them? You are ashamed. You are ashamed to be known as a Christian among your friends. Because, Charlie, how they mock. Hey, mockings. Hey. When I became born again, hey, they call me Pope. Look. Hey, they call me Pope. My first was in Queen's Hall. And when I come and they'll see me far away, they say, hey, hail the Pope. Then they'll bow. Look, it was tiresome. But I'll go. And now I'll go to them and I'll talk. One day I was coming, said, hail the Pope. I said, it's enough. These guys, they won't change. They won't change. Then I turned and went to go and find new friends. Yeah. I said, no, they won't change. I've tried, they won't change. Hey, but mocking. Ask your neighbor, have you been mocked before? If the answer is no, you are useless. Tell them straight away, have you been mocked before? If the answer is no, then you are a shabby, shallow Christian who doesn't shine in the dark well. You are equally dark as the world. That's why you are like them. Crossover Christian. That's who you are. You are just like them. But this morning we are changing. I didn't hear an amen. Yeah. Ask anybody, are you a soul winner? No, look, I'm very serious. So some of you are bored. You are looking at me and say, I should finish and go and sit down. I should finish and go and sit down. I will finish. Oh, ask of me. I'll finish. But I am worried about you if you are a real soul Christian. I am worried about you. I am worried about you that are you a real Christian? I am worried that you are among us at a point you think you are one of us. At a point you think that, oh, we are all the same. When you have friends who are doing well in exams, they have A's, 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 and you are a C student, they are A students, and you work with them, you think that we all pass easily. Then they are chabre, or they learn in the night, and you are working with them, you'll be amazed and surprised. When the results come, there'll be a gulf in difference. A, 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 B, and then another one, A, B, A, B, A, B. And then you, C, D, E. You're all working together. C, D, D, E. We're all working together. Grades are not transferable. But we don't know. Look, we don't know. We had a friend in secondary school. Always bad boy. Always jumping the school wall, go to town smoking, causing trouble. Bad boy. He was sacked in Form 4. Bad boy, always cousin. But as for his grades, ABBA, he will go and fool around. Then when we all settle down, we get up and led. We get up and led. Then the exams will come. He will suck for misbehavior. That's all. I could be a very good student. He will suck for smoking or fighting or something. And, throughout the first 4 years, he will get ABBA, AABBC, ABABB. That's his grades. Plus fighting. Yeah, and smoking. Yeah. No, you're telling me, but I'm not sure again what you are. I'm not sure again. And you are ashamed. You are ashamed of being a Christian. You can't stand boldly and say to your colleagues, I'm a believer. I speak in tongues. You can't tell them, listen, you better change. Listen, let's go to church and talk about God. You can't talk to anybody. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. You can't, look at me, look at me. You can't tell anybody around you, you are a Christian. You are a quiet Christian. No. At a point, maybe you cry, you may even backslide. I don't know you are backsliding. And become an unbeliever. When you open your eyes and you see that it's not heaven, you are in the other place. And you are shocked. What am I doing here? Because you never knew where you were slipping off course gradually. You never saw the signs that now I don't know scripture again. Now I don't know these things again. Now I'm changing. You never saw the signs you were changing. Amen. You are ashamed. Hey, don't be ashamed. Be bold. Look, two very common statements. Don't fear not. Be bold. Be strong. Those are very, very common before instructions. Jesus knows it is hard. So number four is what? You are afraid. Number four, you are afraid. Afraid to witness. Judges chapter 6. And it came to pass, verse 25, that same night, that the Lord said to him, that's Gideon, take your father's young bullock, the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the grove by it, and build, look at it all, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God on the top of this rock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove that you shall cut down. 28. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. But because he feared, he was afraid. So what? He did it by night. As for being afraid, it is a real reality, because sometimes you really are fearful. That's why the Bible says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. As for fear, look, people have reason to be afraid. But that's why the Bible says, he has not given us what? A spirit of fear. The fear, no. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Don't be afraid at all that as you are going to talk to them, they will not. Only believe. Don't be afraid. Amen. It will work. Look, one day I met a man from Ethiopia. I was going to witness to him. I was standing there. I said, hey, this man. As I stood there, they say, go. The man was there, big rasta, dreadlocks. I said, but the, you see, do you know why I went to him? All the other people were white people. There was the only black man there. I said, okay, he's black and black. Maybe we'll have something in common. So all the people were white. Only one black man, this dreadlocks man. I said, hey, okay, maybe he's easier than the white man. So I went to him. And I said, well, how are you? I said, oh, my name is this. I'm from here. I said, oh, yeah, his name is this. He's from Ethiopia. And we just were chatting small. And then we were watching a street evangelism. I began to comment on what the man was saying to explain further. He was there quietly. I mean, after a while, he stopped talking. I said, hey, what am I doing? He wouldn't talk again. He was just there, arms folded. And I was, so when the man said something, then I'll break it down into more words. You know, then I was like an interpreter, trying to make, so we were preaching, now I was talking. They were just listening. He listened now, he just didn't say a word. They came to altar call. Then the man did the altar call. So I asked him, listen, do you want to give your life to Christ? Do you know what he said? He said, yes. I was confused. I was expecting no, or some other silence. He said, yes. He said, yes. Oh, then I said, tell him, let's pray. Oh, he bowed his head there and then. Then he prayed. And when he finished, then now he turned and began talking to me. He said, listen, come to my apartment. And I followed him to the apartment. And he gave me Ethiopian food. There are flat bread and other things. Yeah. Tell somebody, it will work. It will work. You are afraid. We are all afraid. As we are going to Apomasi, what will happen there? Will they come? Will they come? He said, oh, they will come. They will come, eh? Even here, they're not coming. Will they come? But we are going. Do you know why? Because he says, fear not. I'm not afraid, Christ. We are going. Hallelujah. I said, we are going. Amen. Put your hands together this morning. If you are a Christian, you must be a soul winner. If you are a Christian, hold the neighbor's dress and tell the neighbor, if you are a Christian, oh, look at the person, eye contact. If you are a Christian, you must be a soul winner. This walking alone to church is a very useless behavior. Should I call names? Those who walk alone to church. You are here. I can call all the names. Every segment, they are there. Some are there. Every side. You just walk to church alone. Just come alone. Walk it down and out. And I'm watching you like that. And I've kept quiet until today. Until today. Because if something happened, they'll say, I never told you. No. I told you. And it's also now a podcast. It's there forever clearly. I told you. Part 4 is you must be a soul winner. Put it up. And this one, cut it and send to every church member. They should read it. They should watch it or listen to it. You must be a soul winner. Amen. You must be. Look, it is the only way even you will be sure of yourself. When you are talking to people and you are telling them about Christ, and then they are asking you questions. What if, so who did Adam marry? And Adam's son, who did Adam's son marry? They married their sisters. Is it right? Is that not incest? They suddenly, you are now wondering, what's going on here? So when Jesus was a baby, who was with God? He was alone. There are only 2 out of 3 of the Trinity. Then it's what? No, there's more to salvation. There's more you need to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Look at me. I want us, every one of us, to become a soul winner. Amen. Oh, I didn't hear a good amen. And I want us to start today. Today. Start today. Amen. Start today. I'm closing on this one. You see, there are different kinds of Christians who do evangelism. Some go by themselves and some are sent. They are told to say what God has done for them. This man, the madman of Gadara, Mark 5, verse 20. So the man started off to the Decapolis and began to proclaim the great things Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed. Yeah, he went and preached to people and they were amazed. But there's another one too. Is the woman of Samaria. John 4, verse 29. Come and see a man who told me all the things that ever I did. Then they went out of the city and came unto him, to Jesus. You know, there's also a place where you will tell somebody, come with me to church. There's also a place for that. There's one place where you will preach to them and tell them what it is. There is another place where we will say, come with me to church. Come and meet my pastor. He will explain to you. Come and see what is happening to me. And look at verse 41. And many more believed. When he brought them to Jesus, and many more believed because of his own word. And they said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying. Are you listening? Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and we know this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. There's a place where you yourself will win souls. There's a place where you will say, come with me to my church. Come with me and see my pastor. Come with me and see what we do here. I want everybody this week, starting today. Look at me. I'm closing. Everybody starting today. Be a soul winner. If you like what it means to be a Christian, this is a Christian, a soul winner. By their fruits, Matthew 7:20, by their fruits you will know them. This is it. Are you a Christian? Every man will what? Proclaim his own goodness. You say you are a Christian. Is it real? Go to Jeremiah 17. The heart is what? Deceitful and exceedingly wicked. We don't know what you are. But by this, you know what you are. By your fruits. You know clearly. I want everybody, starting today, begin to preach. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Amen. Don't be afraid. And become a soul winner and see what God will do for you. Put your hands together at this.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 112 75. God bless you.